Hello, hello, hello. Happy, happy Wednesday, or whatever day you're listening to me on. Thank you so much for watching. Sharon Harris, I am the co-owner of the brand Soar in Love with my husband, Stephen. What we do, we help singles to win in life, love, relationships, and children in preparation for marriage. My husband and I have been coming from an amazing series the past couple of days. We've been talking about 7 ways that women are set up to fail in marriage. 7 ways women are set up to fail in marriage. If you hear my voice getting a little deeper than normal, it's because I'm fighting a cold, so excuse my voice. But I wanted to come on really quick and share this. I wanted to talk about this because a lot of times, ladies, when it comes to getting married, many times women get married or say you're single, you're like, okay, I really want to get married. But a lot of women that end up getting married, they end up getting disappointed. And the reason why they're disappointed after they get married, because there are some truths about marriage and men that women are not learning. So one of the things I want to talk to you about, one of the first keys that we want to talk to you about is that there's a notion out there that tells women that just because a man chases them, there is no further need for them to change. Just because a man chases them, just because a man pursues them, they feel that because this guy wanted her, that she's fine just how she is, and it does not require for her to make any additional changes in her life. Let's look at it this way. A man sees a woman, and based on what he sees and perceives about her, he pursues her. So when the man pursues the woman, before she even knows why she's being pursued, she began to instantly like the pursuit. She loves the intensity of the pursuit and the man's obvious conviction as a cause as to right how right this is, and then she begins to conclude like, okay, this guy really likes me. And because he really likes me, then I must be good like I am. So this is nothing further than the truth. Think about it like this. The guy proposed to the woman. The woman says yes to the proposal. They get married and the wedding is all about her and her desires. And in 2 months into the marriage, she can't understand why he's asking her to stop doing something or to start doing something different than what she's normally already been doing or what she's normally used to. She begins to think that he is trying to control her or that he is changing already. Women, think about it like this. Men aren't deliberately trying to deceive you. They are just more emotional risk takers, than we are. Men, when they step to you, they're taking a risk. They're risking the fact that although you may not be perfect, that you can possibly be the woman for them. They're more willing to begin to invest in the relationship without all their needs being accounted for, hoping that you will learn to meet the need that he has during the relationship. Let me say that again. Men are more willing to begin a relationship without all their needs being accounted for because they are hoping that you will learn to meet their need during the relationship. So many women assume that if he's chasing me this hard, I must be all that he wants. Wow. Or if he's this convinced that he wants to be with me, then the current version of who I am permanently good. And boom, right there, she is set up for failure and frustration. So a lot of good, well-intentional women go into relationships or even into marriage, not even really knowing what it is like to have to give up part of themselves for the sake of the relationship, or knowing what it's like to be required to fundamentally change in order to have a relationship or a successful marriage. Many women eventually do this, but it can be a struggle at first. So ladies, think about it like this. You go into the relationship not knowing what it is like, but you got to know this, that it's going to require for you to give up a part of yourself for the sake of the relationship. Think about it. A relationship must be a partnership. We live in a society now that's like, okay, I'm woman, hear me roar. I'm all for being feminine. I'm all for women being strong. But ladies, many times we want the relationship to be all about us and we don't put any focus on what he needs. Notice what I said earlier, that men are more emotional risk takers. They're pursuing you in the hope that you're what he needs. He's pursuing you because he sees characteristics in you that he likes. And he's hoping that, okay, maybe this is the woman that I'm missing in my life. And maybe when I get her in my life, she can help meet a need that I have. That's why men come to you. That's why men pursue you, because they see something in you that they like and that they need, and that you can be that missing piece of the puzzle in their life. But ladies, we get it wrong when we look for that guy to meet all of our needs, but we put no emphasis into meeting his needs. Many women are set up to fail in marriage when they are not taught how to meet a man's needs. Ladies, you're set up to fail in life. You're set up to fail in marriage, in your datingship, in your courtship, when the focus of the relationship is only on you and it's not on that man. Ladies, we became so selfish. Ladies, we're so selfish. I have to say it. We can be very selfish, and men can be selfish too. I get that. Maybe guys may think, well, they're thinking about what the woman can do for them and not what he can do for the woman. It can go on both sides of the spectrum. But when women go to women's conferences, women classes, or women's seminars, it's always about the woman. It's always about, watch out for this with the guy, 10 steps to dating a better man, or 10 steps to this. But there's no teaching about what men need and how God created women to meet that need. That is where we're missing it, ladies. And that is why when you finally walk down that aisle, that is why when you finally say, I do, it is a rude awakening. It is a rude awakening because you were not taught. You were not taught that a relationship is not all about you. It is about that man. You're not taught that just because that man pursues you, that does not mean you stop working on you. You stop working on your goals. You start working on your personality. Think about it like this. When you're single, all you have is you. When you're single, all you have, and the way and how you do your house, how you fold your towels, how you wash your dishes, how you cook your meals, it's all about how you like it. But when you're in a relationship and when you're in a marriage, you got to begin to bend that mindset and begin to think more like we and less like I. And that is where a lot of women miss it, especially women that are over the age of 40, especially women that are over the age of 30, because you've been by yourself so long, all you know is you. You don't have that person there to balance you out. So therefore, when you get married, two single people that have been on their own for so long has to come together to learn how to work together as a team. So ladies, in my closing, I want to let you know, and gentlemen, if you're listening, guys, this is for you too. You have to continue to still work on yourself. Once that woman say, yes, I want to be with you, you too have to work on you. You too have to bend in a lot of ways. You too have to meet that woman in the middle to make the relationship work. When both people are blended together to make changes on both sides of the spectrum to make the relationship more cohesive and peaceful, the relationship is going to win. But when one is pulling against the other, there will always be a struggle in the relationship. And if there's a struggle in the dating life, that struggle is going to transcend over into the marriage. And that is something that you can avoid. I want to encourage you today to get some coaching. My husband, Stephen, and I'm married at the age of 46. My husband, Stephen, is married at the age of 53. We're both married for the first time. But we were single over 40 plus years, me, myself. My husband was single over 50 years before he got married. So we have learned so much on how to help singles to win that are in their 40s to 55. We have learned a lot. So we want to teach you the tips and tricks on how to win in your dating life. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to teach you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to offer you a coaching class that is above none other. is going to be not like any typical dating class. We're going to teach you ladies how to meet the needs of a man, and men, we're going to teach you how to meet the needs of a lady, and we're going to teach you how to become a successful spouse. We're going to teach you how to prepare yourself now to become a successful spouse in your future. The time is now. You don't wait till you meet that special someone to start working on you. We're going to help you in this class to start working on you and getting yourself together now. Are you failing in your dating relationships? Are you always dating the same kind of men, the same kind of women, and you can't seem to figure out why you're not winning with the opposite sex? We want to help you. We want to help you get there. Our class is going to start on Friday, this Friday, September 14th at 6:30 p.m. EST. All classes are going to be held through Zoom. So during this class, you'll be able to ask us questions. We're going to teach you. We're going to give you some homework. We're going to challenge your mindset. We're going to help you to overcome your past. We're going to help you win in dating. Only thing we ask is for you to let us coach you. That's all we ask. We invite you to let us coach you. Let us in your life. Let us help you. Let us help you pick up on your blind spots. So sign up today. Go to bit.ly/soarinloveacademy. The link is in the write-up of the broadcast. Again, go to bit.ly/soarinloveacademy. Once you register for the class, we're going to send you a link so you can join us. We also want to let you know that we have three payment options for our class. We have weekly payment options, bi-weekly payment options, and most recently, we have started with PayPal credit, which will allow you to pay for your class in full by applying for financing, where you'll pay 0% interest if you pay the class off in full in less than 6 months. So sign up today. This class is worth it. You're worth the coaching. It's time to win in your dating life. So sign up today. Go to bit.ly/soarinloveacademy. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you all later. Have a great day. And feel free to share this broadcast with anyone that you know that can use this information. Thank you so much. Again, my name is Sharon Harris. I am the co-owner of the brand Soar in Love with my husband, Stephen. We help you to balance your life, love, relationships, and preparation for marriage. Thank you so much. May God richly bless you. Bye-bye.